Hi, welcome to Bad Advice, where you listen to what we say and we lead you astray.
Nice.
Banger.
Nice. Do you write for Pineapple Insurance?
No, I don't.
Wow, they would love you there.
I don't even... Is that a real company?
Yeah. They've got the most banging billboards, bro.
I thought Naked had the most banging.
No. It's Pineapple.
Okay.
Pineapple got the banging ones. Anyway, this podcast is not brought to them by...
Not brought to you by... It's brought to you by Crime Drink.
And Pimp.
They actually go hand in hand. How do you deal with people not liking you online?
I catch them in the wild.
Wow. Like Pokemon.
Mm. I catch them in the wild. They know who they are.
Oh.
Just the other day, 2 days ago, before we were recording this.
Ready for story time?
I was at my favorite coffee shop. You know the one.
I know the one.
You know the one.
Yeah, they know you by name there.
Exactly. That's on the strats.
My bro.
So I'm there. And you know when they see me, they're like, hey, see me. Anyway, there's a girl standing in front of me. I don't know what she looks like. But a couple of years ago, I was invited to do this podcast conference. I didn't book the podcast conference. I didn't book the venue. Yeah. I didn't do anything of the sorts. I was just...
This was on your come up though.
Yeah. Mm. I was on the poster. I was giving a talk at an allotted time. The other people that are also at this conference, this event, Gareth Cliff, Mac G, me, and another white dude. Right? So, of course, people were up in arms for whatever.
Because in that roster, you are the least controversial.
You know, I'm the least controversial guy. I'm the least controversial guy. But they put it, it's a black and white photo of each of us, right?
Yeah.
So I'm nothing like Gareth, nothing like Mac.
Mm-mm.
I don't know who the other white dude is, who I met eventually, like 3 years later. You gotta beep that out.
I'm gonna cut that out.
So I was like, but people are gunning at me because Mac had that. He said a couple of statements in
the
trans community, LGBTI community. So first they were tweeting him, but then they turned it on me.
Mm.
Like, oh, why are you hanging out with this guy? You're on the same event as this guy. And I'm just chilling, living my life.
Obviously, you're best friends.
Of course. Yeah. You know, we're in the same room. Yeah. Gareth is my roommate, you know? So everyone's like, I can't believe you do this event. So this girl that was standing in front of me, she was there. She was ready.
Wait, so she was one of your main antagonists on Twitter.
She was like, I'll show you.
Mm.
Hey, she's writing a thesis over there.
Okay.
You must have known. You did this. You agreed to this. I can't believe. So then in the end, I folded. I pulled out of the event. Yeah. But it bugged me because, man, I didn't.
You did nothing wrong.
I did nothing wrong. Yeah. And you know what actually upset me a lot? The other people that joined in on the tag teaming of on Twitter, they were saying, just another white guy. And I'm like, I'm not even white. The photo's black and white. Of course I look the same color as the other guys, right?
Was it a paid gig?
No, it wasn't a paid gig.
Wow. Still though. Right? Exposure.
So anyway, I'm at my coffee shop. Girls in front of me. And then they say, she's like, oh, can I take 2 flat whites to go or something like that?
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, sure. What name can we give?
Mm.
And she says, Tyra.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's a weird name. Anyway, she turns and I notice her. I was like, this is the girl. She's done things like this. She's here in front of me now.
Tahira.
And then I said her real name.
What's her real name?
I was like, oh, Tahira. What up, girl? And then I knew she must have known it was me because the people working at the coffee shop were like, Simi, what up? Right? Bro, and I'm... put a cap on, the sunglasses, like she was a celebrity in LA.
and she deleted an entire syllable.
And she went quiet. And I was like, oh, you go by Tyra and all. You trans white.
Yeah.
Get it now.
Well, when you apply for loans, it helps.
Dog, I was, yo.
You didn't know catch them in the wild. She spells it.
No. You catch them in the wild, dog. You catch them in the wild. You catch people in the wild all the time, and you also must always keep receipts.
Yeah.
Always keep
But I mean, you better at that than I am.
I caught another guy out in the wild, Muslim dude. Hey, he used to have like a cabal of other Muslim people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they would tweet me with a hashtag.
Kill Sami.
No, not on that level, but they'll just make khat of me. Like, they'll make fun of me all the time.
Why? How can someone possibly make fun of you?
I don't mind being made fun of, bro. I got people from India. Because I'm a big cricket fan. If I chat about Virat Kohli, my mother gets sworn to shreds over there.
Oh.
But anyway, all I know is that I saw this guy at a Burger King.
Okay.
He ordered his chow.
Yeah.
He sat. And he didn't fold when he saw me. He just continued living.
Of course.
I got my chow and I sat next to him.
Nice.
I said, what you doing here? I just asked him questions the whole day. He didn't want to talk. I said, why are you not responding? You're scared now. Ah, no data to protect you. I can touch you. Oh, and the guy was really? A scrawny guy. Huh? I was like, look at this. Wow.
Wow. That is intimidating, actually.
I was like, wow. You enjoying that? Is that a Whopper with cheese?
And you made him leave.
Yeah, he jumped up in the end.
Oh, wow.
Another guy. I had another arch nemesis.
Wait, how many times?
Yeah, I've got lots. I catch people in the wild all the time. What? All the time I'll catch
people. Are these mainly in Joburg, though?
Well, this guy was from Durban.
Okay.
But he moved to Joburg. His name is Dion Govender.
Oh, we're naming him
now.
Yeah,
he's a radio DJ. Oh, Dion hates me. He's blocked me on everything. Dion hates me. I caught this guy. I followed him one day. Hey, I followed him. Through the mall, I followed him.
Oh, okay. Not like home.
No. I was like, Dion, what are you doing here? I left Durban because of you. What are you doing in Joburg? I hope you're visiting. I hope you leave soon. You must remember to drive safe on Van Rienen's Pass.
Why did he hate you?
I don't know. He was also chatting about me.
You gloss over a lot of things in your stories.
Oh, I'll tell you another time. It's a good story. It's a good story.
I know. I mean, you gave the reason for the first one, but sometimes you're just like, yeah, you didn't like it. I'm like, sure, pal.
Yeah. I'm not controversial at all.
No, I say don't catch them in the wild. If you suffer from anxiety, protect yourself.
No, catch them in the wild, guys. Catch them. If you got a hater, catch them in the wild.
What
Find
if it
them.
Gets physical?
Then you go to the police. Another tip I give you. Yeah. If you suspect it's definitely going to get physical, go to the police first and say, I think Ross is going to hit me. You make them write the affidavit that you think
Ross is going to hit me. Affidavit, you say?
Yeah. Then you go get your beating, dog. Get your beating. Go back to the police station. I told you guys. Mm. They go that night. They go collect the guy for you. Don't
Mang me, bro.
I got tips for you guys.
That's some great advice.
I got tips for
that's
you.
That's 4D chess.
4D chess, yeah. Don't play games with
You're
me.
You're a good chess. Do people know that?
I am a decent
No, do people know that, though?
No, they don't.
You must be proud of it. You make a lot of people quit.
They just think I'm the funny guy, huh?
Yeah,
I do make that a lot of people quit. I've shown you my show.
I've been there.
I'm like, look, 5 moves. This guy sucks.
And he doesn't know while we having a business meeting or whatever. Like, we'll be talking about like important things, and he's like, "Ha! I just made this guy.
This guy just resigned on me. He sucks."
I'm like bearing my soul here. You,
bro, but those in chess, right? And inherently, it's a game, and in any game, major game, they have a chat function, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you take too long to move, your opponent will be like, "Move quick, play faster."
Oh,
play
faster, wow! Right? Okay.
And then I'll be like, "Sorry, can't play faster. I'm 11."
I bet they don't say play faster after that.
They're like, oh, I'm so glad you're taking up the game. Then just as I'm about to beat them, I'm 36, bitch.
I'm struggling to write a winning speech.
Okay, so.
Ready for story time?
When my sister got married, I killed it that gig.
First of all, it's not a gig.
For me, it was. My man, I destroyed. I destroyed. You know where guys are just like standing. I saw my father do this.
And that was the first time he was proud of
you. You know? My father was, my dad loved it. Anyway, my brother-in-law, I love my brother-in-law. He's cool.
You love your family.
Yeah, I love my family. But my sister's husband, he's a cool guy. He looks after my sister. Yeah. He's a really, really cool guy. But he killed me that day, bro. That day he killed you. Made me laugh, bro.
Okay.
Because I was from Cape Town, but he doesn't have an accent, right? And what do you call your mother?
Mommy.
Okay. What do you call your dad?
Daddy.
Okay, cool. So this guy, when he started his wedding speech, he went, "Mommy." Then he looked at his father and went, "Daddy." Dog, I bust. Dog, I bust.
Well, hold on. Was that a malfunction? Is that how did that? Does anyone else call him daddy?
I thought it was a cute moment, but the way...
Was he thinking of the song?
No,
Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
But my brother-in-law was super educated. He's a doctor. Mm. He's gone to Oxford.
So he speaks like...
Well, no, he doesn't.
Okay.
But, I mean, I also laughed at my sister because my sister came for her speech. Mm. I've never heard her pronounce stuff like that before. She's like, "Mom, Dad." I was like, "Dad."
Mom, Dad, what?
Mom, Dad. Like, who are these people? Who are these people? Anyway, if you want to kill at the speech, hit with a daddy.
Daddy.
But secondly, don't write it yourself. One of the best stand-up specials of all time is Pimp Chronicles.
Cat Williams,
yeah. Right? You go there. You choose which 10 minutes piece you want.
Oh, no.
And you know, you just go there and go, this shit right here, this shit right here, this shit be deaf. Dog, you're going to kill, you're going to murder. And you go, I ain't no motherfucking insurgents. You're going to kill at the speech, my man. You even do the Michael Jackson bit. Fuck Michael Jackson. Yeah, I said it. Michael.
You can't do other people's butts.
No, but no one's going to know.
No one's
really
going to know, yeah.
I mean, only people that age, but people that have watched it, we actually go like, that's a sick special. Yeah. I love that special.
Yeah, you come out with, I don't know if he does it in that special, but I would, as I'm walking up for the speech, I would just be, every day I'm hustling.
but that's exactly what you do. Really, I promise you, you'll kill at that speech. You'll even get guys covered and go like, I love that special so much. You know that thing? I can't believe. How did you not say the N-word? Because he says it a lot.
No,
you would have killed. I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson. I am a boy demon.
I have to watch it again.
You have to watch it again.
But I hope from that day forward, everyone just started calling him Daddy.
They blocked me.
They blocked you?
Yeah, they blocked me.
Oh, because of the Palestine thing, eh?
No, John Cena hasn't blocked me long ago because I said he only got a matric certificate.
But so he does only have a matric certificate.
I took a picture of him in Parliament,
mm-hmm.
and I took a cardboard that said, willing to work, have matric, right? And I drew it on the cardboard, and he's holding it. And I tweeted at him. Like, this is you.
Wait, oh, Helen Zeller as well?
No, Helen Zeller doesn't have me blocked. She actually invited me to Leavenworth.
Oh, for what?
Scones she made. For myself and Dean, actually.
Was it Dean's birthday?
It was Dean's birthday. Happy birthday,
happy
Dean.
Happy birthday, Dean.
And you know, we were driving down from Durban, and we got to Vic Bay.
Okay.
That's his favorite beach.
I'm not a beach guy.
Well, I am.
Mm.
But we were traveling down to Cape Town. And
did you say Vic Bay?
No, Vic Bay. Victoria Bay.
Okay.
I think it's Victoria. I could be wrong, right? I can't remember. But I just remember it's a wonderful beach. And Emo Adams was performing.
Oh, yeah. Welcome come to Cape Town. Chuck-a-lang-tang,
chuck-a-lang-tang. Enjoy the party. Put on a dancing shoe. Cape Town welcomes you.
It's Cat and the Kings.
That song, oh, I love Cut in the Kings.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, I saw David Cromer the other day. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's David Cromer. Yeah. And the whole coffee shop was
David Cromer.
And
was
like, I looked at all of these young
was he
Gen-Z's.
Wearing Fountskunner?
Yes, and the cap.
Did he have a combi?
No, he didn't. Ah. He didn't even have his guitar. But I ran outside. It was at the ladder. And I went and I was like, Folksy, I thank you, Opel.
And
we got
did
along
he sing back?
So well. He said, off.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm joking. He didn't.
Please don't touch me, poor person.